Frank, can you settle a major argument in our house? I keep the cat food in the kitchen cupboard next to the cereal. My husband kicked off when he discovered this and said it's madness to keep pet food in the same cupboard as human food. I say there's no issue. Food is food and it's in packages anyway, but he's having none of it. What do your listeners think? So there's Graham complaining about his husband and indeed making the point that he keeps the cat food close to the cereal. My stomach is slowly turning, if you don't mind me saying. I don't think dog food or cat food should be kept in a cupboard where food that's been humanly consumed should be. So I'm with the person who doesn't want it in the cupboard, Graham. All right, that's me being as clear as I can be on it. 0289033105. If any of the rest of you have a point to make, would you keep a tin of cat food or a tin of dog food in the same cupboard as the breakfast cereal? Are we really asking this question? Nobody keeps their dog food in the larder. And when I say the larder, I mean, you know what I mean. I mean the cupboards where your food is kept. I'm now looking at my producer. No, I'm nodding as he gives me some feedback. No, there will be no calls whatsoever because people aren't idiots. Right. I can't believe that someone's phoned about cat food. Graham, what have you started here? Carl, good morning, Carl.
Hello.
Yes, Carl. Don't tell me you're the only person in the world that keeps dog food and cat food in beside the cornflakes.
Well, I don't have dogs because I have allergies to dogs, but I do have a cat because the way I look at it is the cat food is either in a tin or in a pouch and it's concealed, so it's not going to like make your food taste any worse. I do keep my own cereal. I have no qualms at all because I'm lack of storage in my place. But the way I say it, if cat food and dog food is sealed and it's sitting in the cupboard with your human food, it's not going to affect the taste in any way, shape or form.
Well, but let me put it like this to you. When you go to Tesco or Sainsbury's or Asda, would you, when you buy the cat food, would you put it into the same bag as your cornflakes or your apples and your oranges, your bananas, your potato crisps? Would you?
Yeah, because I work in retail, so stacking your bags nicely and have everything. So I don't care what bag it goes in. Like, I can mix meat with veg and everything. And yeah, so it still goes in the bag. I have no worries about it at all.
And do you ever think where that bag might have been? I mean, the dog food tin or where the cat food might have originated.
If you're looking at it that sense, then if you're going to be thinking about that, then what about everything else that's going to be in the shop? Where's that been? And obviously, who's talked about where's people's hands been? So if you're going to be like thinking that in that sense, then you have to bring that into it as well.
Yeah, see, I'm a bit like that.
It's the same thing with fruit.
Yeah, don't put me off fruit.
If you wash an apple in like hot water, you'll actually see that it's covered in like a wax substance.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? So you don't know where most of the stuff has come from in that sense.
Well, please don't put me off fruit because I wash it. Boy, do I wash it. I wash it. I probably wash the goodness out of the, you know, the blueberries and the blackberries and the apples, anything that I eat. You know, I'm almost tempted to wash a banana before I peel it. That's how bad I am. So you're talking to the wrong man here. But as for cat food in beside the cornflakes, it would turn my stomach, the thought that the cat food tin or the cat food pouch had rubbed against my cornflake box.
Yeah, but you're not eating. The cornflakes isn't touching your box. Your cornflakes is in a bag. It's in the box. Therefore, it's not touching your box.
I know you're probably right, Carl. You're probably right. And whoever's in Graham's house that's keeping the cat food in the box beside the cornflakes is probably right as well. It's just, it turns my whatevers. I don't want to be too graphic at this time of the day. But Carl, thank you very much. Thank you.
No worries.
It's a pleasure to speak to you. Good point about restricted space. So therefore, you need to just shove it in.